The Breakfast Club.
Doing a damn thing.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, November 30th, goes to Fox News' Laura Ingraham. Now, one thing that will never change ever in America is the demonizing of black men. Doesn't matter who the black person is, light N-word, dark N-word, faux N-word, real N-word, rich N-word, poor N-word, house N-word, feel N-word, you're still an N-word, okay? In the eyes of some of these white folks. Well, Laura Ingraham is one of those white folks who refuses to see us as anything but a no-good N-word, and she gave us ample evidence of this last night when she had my guy, Daytuan Thomas. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Daytuan Thomas.
That's our guy, Daytuan.
Yes, editor-in-chief of Vibe magazine. He was on her show, The Ingraham Angle, and she wanted to discuss the 2018 Grammy nominations. Now, for the first time ever, the Grammys shut out white men in the Album of the Year category. There are no white men in the Album of the Year category this year. You got Jay-Z's 444, Kendrick Lamar's Damn, Bruno Mars' 24K Magic, Lord's Melodrama, and Childish Gambino's Awaken My Love. So that's three black men, a other, and a white girl. All right, no white men in the Album of the Year category. Well, Laura Ingraham wanted to discuss... Yeah, she wanted to discuss the importance of the two rap titans and what they mean to the young listeners of today. Let's hear some of it.
Are the lyrics of Kendrick and Jay-Z, multi-millionaires, incredible entrepreneurs as they are, what our kids need to be hearing? And now, what is the cultural impact of all of this? Joining us now is Daytuan Thomas. He's the editor-in-chief of Vibe magazine, and he joins us now.
Well, it's particularly good because they speak to those that they don't get a chance to be heard in situations like this. When you think about, you know, young black men and being targets, you know, for so many years and not having a voice to be able to show some kind of strength and power and empowerment, you know, these are the voices that are there for us. You know, Jay-Z has been one who's made it from, you know, the street to, you know, to the stock market, to the boardrooms and presidents of labels and things of that nature. And then Kendrick, he's well on his way as well.
Let's talk about, obviously, Jay-Z is a well-known story, but he was a kid, you know, wasn't he a cocaine crack dealer? Did he stab his manager or someone in the neck?
Now, I don't have the patience for these kind of conversations anymore because one thing I'm not doing in my older age is explaining myself to culturally clueless white people, okay? I don't give a damn what y'all think about me or my culture. F out of here. You see what she did there? This is why I be using the term white devil and crack ass cracker. That man, Daytuan, answered her question and broke down why Jay-Z is empowering, listed all his business acumen, and the only thing she could reply with is he used to sell coke and he stabbed someone back in the day. Even though he's clearly not that guy anymore, he's still a no-good N-word in the eyes of Laura Ingraham. Now, Laura Ingraham goes on to recite some lyrics from Jay-Z off the 444 album. I wish she never did this. And she picked of all songs... She picked of all songs the story of OJ. You can't tell me God don't have a sense of humor. Let's hear what Laura had to say.
Here's a sample of Jay-Z's lyrics, and it's cleaned up for your consumption. This is from the story of OJ, okay? This is nominated. Light N-word, dark N-word, faux N-word, real N-word, rich N-word, poor N-word, house N-word, field N-word.
Right.
House N-word, don't F with me. I'm a field N-word with shined cutlery.
The Jay-Z lines, those are actually speaking to what we're discussing now. No matter how far Jay-Z goes, no matter how much he achieves within, you know, mainstream's eyes, he's always going to be looked at as what he was saying. So that's the story of OJ. OJ tried to denounce being black, and then next thing you know, he's being, you know, crucified by the same people that he was trying to impress.
Wait, okay, are you also defending OJ still? I mean, is he someone we should hold up as an icon?
See, that's one of the things you guys do. I'm not defending him. I'm just defending Jay-Z's, you know, actual reason for being able to say what he's saying throughout those hooks.
Don't say these guys. Call them what they are. Racist, bigoted white devils, okay? Two things here, Laura Ingraham. First of all, Laura's too stupid to realize that the lyrics she decided to showcase from Jay-Z from the story of OJ are proving Hov's point, just like Daytuan just said. Jay-Z has evolved into a father, husband, businessman worth $500,000, but Laura wants to paint him as a coke dealing, manager stabbing N-word. I love Daytuan's response to her because I feel the same way. I would have just worded it a little different. Charlamagne Tha God would have said, look, all Jay-Z was saying on the story of OJ is no matter how much success you achieve in America as a black person, some white devils like you, Laura, won't see him as anything but a crack selling manager just stabbing N-word. Second thing, did you see how whiteness worked in that moment? She tried to make a correlation between OJ and Jay-Z by saying, so now are you defending OJ too? Miss Mayonnaise, listen, you know damn well Daytuan was saying nothing in defense of OJ. You're just trying to demonize all black men. So you take a black man that white people demonize, and rightfully so, OJ Simpson, and make a correlation that doesn't exist between him and Hove. Now, this is where the reach happens. Let's hear her break down some lyrics from Kendrick Lamar's Humble.
Here's a little something from Kendrick Lamar's record, by the way. It's called, again, as I said, Humble. And disassay with my boo, bae, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy yo A-word with the world with my pay stub. Ooh, that P-word. Good, won't you taste, sit on my taste buds.
That
changed.
That's all wrong. You know, it's unfortunate that you guys picked only those particular lines and not the more uplifting and supportive lyrics that they also put out.
Real quick, Laura,
with Kendrick's lyrics, what he's trying to get across there is speaking to a woman or speaking to, you know, the audience in a way
that he can.
Laura, you have to understand that this is a creative license, and they're able to do that from word to word, from bar to bar, to verse to verse.
My point about this is, don't we want to really lift people up with?
But you have to hear the other songs. You have to be able to take the whole project rather than bits and pieces that work for your agenda.
I ain't got time for the back and forth. Daytuan is absolutely
right. That would have been a frustrating conversation.
Daytuan is absolutely right. It is unfortunate they only picked those lyrics, but you know the picture they're trying to paint. They're trying to discredit and demonize two of our best and brightest. And they just salty that, you know, they are nominated for Album of the Year and no white man isn't. First of all, this is how you know she's culturally clueless. Number one, it's Douce, which is an adult beverage. Okay? What did she say it was?
Disassé.
What?
Disassay.
It's Douce, all right? And second, it's Kendrick Lamar. If I have to have a conversation about Kendrick Lamar being socially conscious, if I have to have a conversation about Kendrick Lamar rapping about things of socially redeeming value, being uplifting, empowering, if I have to have a conversation with you about that, then it's not a convo worth having. That's like explaining why LeBron James is good in basketball or why Albert Einstein was a genius. Some things are so obvious they're not worth the conversation. In fact, I would have simply said to Laura Ingraham, go listen to Kendrick Lamar's We Gonna Be All Right. Now, Laura would have misunderstood me and said, yes, we are going to be alt-right. And that's when I would have said, no, I said we're going to be alt-right. Okay? Nothing is more empowering and uplifting than that song, all right? Moral of the story is simply this. Never waste your time trying to explain who you are to people who are committed to misunderstanding you. Laura's not looking for answers. She's just pushing an agenda. And that agenda is demonize the black man by any means necessary. Please give Laura Ingraham the biggest hee-haw, please.
Yeah, Charlamagne, thank you so much for that donkey of the day.
Absolutely,
that was very well deserved. And it actually really grinded my gears listening to that.
Did it grind your gears, Angela Yee?
It did. It really grinds my gears.
I really don't have the patience for culturally clueless people, man. I'm not into explaining myself to white people. You know what I'm saying? When white people like that are just determined to misunderstand you and demonize you, I don't have time for it because I don't care what they think about me or my culture.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's your new home for the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. It's the Big Stick. Foxy 99.